Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I know this won't happen because you're not going to put kids on your Tinder profile, but when people write in Tinder or dating profiles, Tinder's obviously banging, but just some dating profile, you have three kids, something like that, you should actually put a picture of them up there and say, so the guy getting involved has to know what he's dealing with, you know. Like, yeah. If your mom ever did that, it had like Nick in a Beastie Boys t-shirt, you know, flipping off the camera. I say, oh, great. No, I ain't getting involved. Yeah. I'm not getting involved with that.
Hi. Hi.
Look at this jokester. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. You're not my dad.
My dad's gay. You're not. Yeah, that's why I say it all the time.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time for you, man.
Yeah. She turned. Oh, that's it. I'd better run. She turned to him. You should have done that to all the guys walking through the door. All right.
Yeah. Can't wait to see your On Golden Pond performance.
Jean jacket.
Shut up. Jean jackets are cool. All right.
Sometimes gay.
In your dad's case, yes, definitely gay. All right. So, Todd, somebody, I think Donald actually mentioned this. We talked about how, when was it? We were talking about you acting. When did that come up yesterday?
Oh, in the series Gordon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, and so we said you couldn't act, but he remembers you walking in and telling me and Puss and Craig at the time that you had to get your leg cut off.
Oh, yeah.
You pulled that off. That was good acting. We bought it.
Finest acting display.
We bought it. Yeah, that was award-winning.
I don't know if I could repeat that performance.
I don't think so either. Well, I'm not going to believe anything you say from here on out.
No, yeah, because we
any serious
no
thing happens to you, you can walk in and tell me, hey, yeah, I'm dying. I'm thinking, ah, you shut
lying
up, jackass.
Sack.
Yeah. How long did you let that just hang in the air before you
long
went,
enough?
Maybe it was only maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but it was
long enough for us to process in our brains.
Yeah, it was a tense 3 minutes, where you know, and this is before the show, and so we're trying to get a little bit of energy going, get ready to start the show, and Todd just kneecaps all of us, so to speak.
I don't say kneecaps, right.
You know, yeah.
And did I wait until we were about to put our headphones on to go on the air to say, by the way, it's total
crap. It wasn't right away.
It was like maybe 5:30. There was maybe 15, 20 minutes, half hour before we had to go on the air, but it was always weird when, hey, go get Craig. I need to talk to everybody before the show. Oh, God, what's going on?
And there's leg problems, obviously, he'll tell you about later, and Colleen will come to the studio.
You were just so sick of everybody.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, at that point.
We had laid into him real hard the day before.
Was it?
About the leg.
Yep. That was the trick.
So he said he was going to lose his leg. And by the way, we really believed it because it was a hardcore accident, and they pinned them all up. And you hear about that all the time, people losing limbs because the leg doesn't heal.
Yeah,
it's all
it didn't
messed
take.
Up. But I remember thinking exactly in my head. I'm thinking, okay, well, I believed him. So I'm thinking, I said, well, He could talk still.
Yeah.
I really thought about that. He's going to be alive, and he can talk, all right? Yeah. That's all that matters at that point. And he'd be one-legged Todd, which should be a good bit for the show.
The Stumpy and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stumpy, yeah. Once you got,
another once skiing you got over accident lost, is a lot less likely.
Once you got over the fact that he lost his leg, you probably joke about himself. Might be a good bit for the show.
Yeah, that would have fallen off the stage for sure on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Old peg-leg Todd's hammered again. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, you were a good actor there, Tom.
That was.
You could have been a pirate easily for Halloween.
Yeah.
Easily your finest performance. You had all three of us completely believing
it. Well, hopefully I can dig deep. And
I don't know how you pulled that off.
Yeah, bring that to Gordon someday.
Yeah. I don't know how you could pull that off.
I would suggest you try to be funny on Gordon, not
and that's Gordon's job.
Giant douche.
I think that's kind of funny. Did you run that by anybody before you did it?
Oh, no, I rehearsed it in my head.
It's all solo?
Many times, yeah.
He didn't smile, didn't smirk or nothing.
No.
Real believable.
Not at all. I mean, he almost looked pale, like he was processing the loss of his own leg at that point.
Oh, he pulled it off, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it was such a...
Yeah. So then from then on out, we didn't care about the leg.
No.
That definitely backfired, huh?
I took a bat to it that day. I said, yeah, lose it now, dumbass.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What did this OnlyFans, her name's Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue made $250,000 by going to spring break. It appears it's in Cancun.
All right.
24-year-old content creator received lots of backlash after admitting to recruiting men over age of 18 on Schoolies. I'm not familiar with that
website.
Must
be a website.
Yeah.
Just a banger?
Some of whom got in touch with the women to lose their virginity or to gain more experience. Bonnie flew to Cancun last month to film more spicy content with U.S. college students during spring break, saying it was her mission to sleep with 100 spring breakers while on the X-rated trip and generated at least $200,000. Well, she did 122, and she made $250,000.
How much is that a piece? You figured out?
Well,
she wasn't charging them.
No, this is for her videos being viewed on OnlyFans.
Oh, she's right. Making, charge them. Oh,
she's
okay.
Making money off the content.
Yeah, guys adding subscriptions and whatnot. She hit up Cancun, another content creator named Leilani May. I think we've talked about her before.
Did the guys, because I realize in college you make bad decisions, although you're going to get laid from some hot chick, but do they realize that their face is on camera, or do they wear the, because there is some porn out there where the guys wear these.
Oh, I don't think they care. Yeah. I think a lot of those guys want it to be.
That age they do, Todd, but when that video resurfaces when they're 35, looking for another
job. Well, they were
making
it to be VP at the bank.
They were making the decision to bang her at that age, so they didn't
care. No, banging her's fine. Bang all you want, but video agreeing to be videotaped.
So 122 dudes over what period of time?
Like a week.
Yeah. Don't you want to be in the first 22 at least?
That's a lot more than that other girl we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah. But it was over a course of a week. I think the other one was just several days.
Or some of it just oral? Or was it?
A week could be several days.
Doesn't really give the details of what you can see.
I want to be the first two of the day, though, you know.
But it says that...
The first two.
Yeah. You know, at that age, I don't care.
No.
Good point, Todd.
Right, and if you're going to be seen, having sex, if you're going to be videoed having
what
sex...
What'd she look like? She
probably
hot as hell?
They're hot. Yeah.
Probably would have wanted it when I was 19.
Right.
And I didn't
oh,
have
yeah,
a,
yeah,
when
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
have a
Oh,
guts.
Yeah, when you're all slim and trim, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're a virgin.
Yeah, there's no t-shirt sex at 19 for us, Todd, right?
Right.
Yeah, and dudes on spring break in college are really known for making good decisions. I mean, come on.
It's a crazy
thing. But they were so in demand that there were literally lines outside their hotel room. And on it says on more than one occasion.
Did this, yeah. Huh?
On more than one occasion in some videos, you could hear somebody banging on the door going, "Hey,
come on,
my turn.
Finish up."
Man. Was there fluffers? Because she probably wanted some guys to be ready to go when they got in there.
Yeah, they're 19 on spring break. They're ready.
Really don't think fluffers are necessary.
Yeah, their right hand was the
fluffer. I totally forget about being 19. You know, my son's 19. He's probably chubbing right now.
Many spring breakers.
Why would you say that?
Yeah. You just said that for work.
Yeah. Here's a quote from...
He's laying in bed somewhere right now, chubbing, I guarantee it.
From Bonnie.
Because he's 19.
The college boys enjoyed spring break, but I gave them one to remember. Many spring breakers actually called it a bonding experience. There's probably guys that didn't know each other that were standing in line and got to know each other. They're probably friends now because they banged...
They're wiener cousins.
Yeah, they're wiener
cousins. They banged the OnlyFans chick in Cancun on spring break.
Lifelong friendships built right there in the line.
Yeah, just guys standing in line.
And guess what?
Speedos.
She's coming back next year to do it all over again.
Okay, Fabricio, I know you're listening live in Cancun. Did that make any news there? Because it's a social media thing, and I'm guessing it spilled the beans there in Cancun too, you know? Along with other things that spill.
They keep referencing the Gold Coast here, and I don't know what that's about. Is that Cancun on the Gold Coast?
No, that's Australia. She's from...
She's from the Gold Coast of Australia.
Well, she said so she's a British expat who now lives in the on the Gold Coast in Australia.
Okay. And flew to Cancun and got banged from everybody in college, right?
122 guys.
Just 122 boys.
Only 122.
That's a lot of dudes, man. Yeah.
That makes the continental breakfast at the hotel awkward.
Yeah.
There's no way she remembered all those guys.
No, hell no.
No, and they don't care.
Now, were you...
None of them cared.
She thinks... 122. First of all, they're all the same haircut if they're all the same age I'm thinking of. Just the bangs thing hanging down.
Good. Yeah.
That's the new look. I mean, you see it all the time with the kids.
Or the Mahones or the Rittenhouse. I see
a lot of guys
with the Rittenhouse.
Right.
Well, as she sees
it... even let her, like, first in line at the waffle machine.
Yeah. As she sees it in this article, she is just providing what guys expect. You know, they
expect to get laid on
spring break. And if there's somebody who's willing to do that and not, you know, have to hang out with and everything, you know, okay, well, then let's go.
I wonder if she banged anybody that you would consider hideous, or if they all had to be kind of studly, because she is creating online content, so I'm sure she had to pick and choose.
Better looking guys.
You mean some kid? I don't know, Todd. I mean, that's a great point, but 19-year-old kids are if they're in college on spring break. I'm not saying they're all studs, skinny guys, but they're probably just a bunch of just dudes that age.
Yeah, I don't think it was probably tough for her to find 122. Good-looking dudes ready to bang.
Because it would suck though if she turns you down and bags 121 other guys. You didn't make the cut.
The line ends here.
Right. Yeah, they cut it off like Nick at Mellencamp's show.
Right? sounds like there was some screening. It said, we will never create content without organizing proper consent first. In other words, the guys who expressed interest needed to prove legal evidence. They're over 18, and we're made aware that our content is for our OnlyFans account. So they knew they were being filmed, and they checked their fake IDs. Yeah.
And they all went back and watched it later on, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Back in colleges all through the Midwest to go to Cancun.
You know, she got at least 122 new subscriptions out of the deal.
Well, first of all, there's probably a dude from Lincoln that banged her if spring break was the same time. So, you know, he was down there in Cancun.
And she felt that they were covering up for women who didn't want to be. You know, weren't necessarily looking to get laid.
They had to use rubbers.
So,
you know. Oh, everybody had a rubber on.
Yeah, if the guys wanted to get laid, they'd go with the OnlyFans chick rather than hitting on a bunch of other women.
Dude, I forgot mine. Take yours off. Let me use that.
Fabricio did check in.
Did he hear a story?
Nah, girls banging dozens of guys happens every day here in Cancun. Just not all those cases go public.
He's right. He's definitely right, man.
They just call that Tuesday.
Thank you, Fabricio. Appreciate that, our buddy in Cancun. You know, they pack guys all the time, man.
Yeah, that ain't a thing in Cancun.
No, it ain't.
Just like,
whatever.
That happens all the time.
Excellent. Right. Yeah, if you know any of those dudes that were down there, we're talking to a lot of college areas. You know, people go to school everywhere.
And there was 122 of them. They kept track.
I'm guessing that the 122 was cut down. Like, they did probably eliminate a few guys. Like, it probably could have been more if they'd lowered their standards just a step or two.
Well, how do you have time to do that? If it's a week, 122 guys, it's over 17 guys a day.
I still think we're selling these kids short, because I think if you put 122 college-age kids, you know, age and that are on spring break, there's a certain dude that goes out and just parties like that. And 18 to 22, they're all pretty much going to look similar. You know, give or take a few pounds here and there. Yeah. They're all going to have most of their hair. They're going to be just dudes.
My question is, did everybody get them both, or, you know, did they split their duties?
Right.
Well, yeah.
There's two.
You line up a bunch of dudes that are all 45, then you're going to come. That's when things are going to start, you know. Well, okay, well.
No, you're not.
But everybody's 20. They're all going to look the same, man, you know, to that chick at least. How old was she?
24.
All right. That doesn't work the other way around. Some guy goes down there and says, "Hey, ladies, you know, I'll do all of you for my creating."
Because he's not going to be able to finish 17 times a day.
You can fake it.
Yeah. What if she gets asked a body count question at some point?
Yeah.
She's like, including spring break or not? You include spring break, 200.
Somebody like that probably has a couple hundred in there, right? Oh, well, you include spring break, it's 322.
For $250,000 off of you know, profiting from the content, I mean, good for her. Yeah.
That's got to come just from money, subscriptions, man. Because I don't think she was charging anybody.
No. No,
and wouldn't she be sore?
Yes. A lot of chafing.
Yeah. Oh, I think they recover quickly.
Got a lube. A lot of buckets of lube.
I think she works that out a lot and recovers quickly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Women chafe if you do it right.
Pure romance.
All right. Also,
you can't turn it off, ladies.
I'm going to guess that.
No, I can't, Puss.
A lot of those guys maybe don't do it right.
Yeah.
Some of them might not have been that experienced. See, she was looking for guys to, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys lied. Come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple of college-age kids are having sex. A lot of them are, and a bunch of times.
I bet you got to the front of the line if you said you were, you know, if you were somewhat attractive and said you were a virgin.
Oh, all the guys can lie. The kids don't lie?
Come
no
on.
Way. No way.
Come on.
No way.
All right. We'll get you on OnlyFans.
Yeah. That's a good point, though, because remember Ryder said when he was on the show with us last week that girls ask guys their body count now at that age. They want a low number, don't they?
Isn't that the preferred answer? It depends on the woman.
Well, he said if he wanted to, you know, talk to them for an extended period of time, he would be honest.
You're right. Right. Then you're honest.
But if you're just trying to seal the deal.
You just say, oh, it's three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me his number off the air, and I will not say it on the air. You know, all I said was, you bastard.
I think I said that too.
Did you tell him yours?
You did. No, I don't tell. No, I'm not gonna tell him.
I don't know.
No, she didn't hear that. I don't have a number.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's one.
Like the last one was your mom.
The last one was with your mom. That's the only thing I'm gonna tell him. Yeah, the last one was with
night.
Mom, though. All right, come on back.
Yeah, right now, girls are banging dozens of guys in Cancun.
In Cancun. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.